Caskey hits this one deep to left field. This has a chance. This ball is gone. It's a walk-off home run.
Now Caleb driving left side. Alley-oop to Nelson. Throws it down with two hands.
Raiders make the handoff. Keeps it running left. He's across midfield. 40, 30, 20, 10. Jalen Reiner to the house.
Welcome to the Second to None podcast. The A-State Podcast, presented by First National Bank and Cavanaugh Auto Group. Now, here's Matt Stoltz and Brad Bobo.
Coming up, men's basketball making its Alabama road swing. Tennis with a good start to the spring season. The final 2025 football opponents have been announced. But we're going to start today with that red-hot women's basketball team. Another great week for the Red Wolves. A 2-0 road trip. A wire-to-wire victory last Wednesday at Texas State, winning that one 66-50. Then a come-from-behind win in the final minutes at ULM on Saturday. They took that one 75-70. They've now won four straight conference games, first time that's happened since the 2021 season. They're sitting at 4-1 in conference play now. And here to talk about it, junior guard from Smyrna, Tennessee, Zion Shannon.
Hey,
how are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good.
How much fun are you having right now?
I'm having a lot of fun. It's very fun winning. A lot of fun.
I remember like the very first time that you guys practiced over the summer, Coach Dez, because we were on one of the road shows, and it was the day before where y'all practiced for the first time, and she was like beaming. She was so excited that the team finally got together to practice. And she's like, it seems like this team's been together much longer than what it actually has. Do you kind of feel that too?
Yes, most definitely. I think this is probably the closest I've ever been to like a team ever. Like, and I don't know what it was. Like, I don't know. We hung out with each other, but like, just like on the court, like we just, I don't know. It's like, we're all kind of like the same person, but like in different, like, I don't know how to explain it for real, but yeah.
It's pretty amazing because, again, you're talking about a team that there's 10 of y'all playing.
Yeah.
Seven of you had not been here before.
Right.
So, I mean, 70% a new roster, and you're saying it's the closest team you've ever been on.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. We don't have no problems.
I'm wondering, too, just the way you guys are playing. I'm thinking that's got to help the team chemistry because it kind of allows everybody to play. It's not like anybody's upset over minutes or scoring or anything like that. And not to say there would be, but I'm guessing the way it's kind of working out right now kind of helps out that situation because everybody's playing.
Right.
There's nine players averaging at least 5 points a game. Nobody's averaging more than you. You're the leading scorer, and you're at 9.9 points a game. So that's all bunched up. Nobody's averaging more than 25 minutes a game. So with the style that you guys are playing, the system that you have this year, does that kind of help build that team chemistry?
Yeah. I mean, we all know what we got to do when we go in. We all do our parts.
Along those lines, if you guys don't buy into this, it's going to be a disaster.
Right.
So whether that's in recruiting, whether it's when you guys get here, tell me how Coach Dez presents this to you guys. That, hey, we're not looking for somebody to come in average 20 a game. We want everybody to come in and kind of empty the tank and then sit down for a couple minutes, go back and do it again. Kind of how did this get presented to you all?
I don't know. I didn't know we were doing the 5 and 5 out, but I knew she said she wanted to play fast. She wanted us to, like, Dez lets us, like, she lets us be ourselves, if that makes sense. So, like, I feel like we do our part.
So, how much did it take to a certain extent? Maybe checking your ego a little bit. That nobody's going to play 30 minutes. Nobody's going to be getting stuff set up to get them shots all the time. I mean, how much of an adjustment is that?
It's a big adjustment because at my old school, we didn't do the 5 in, 5 out, which, of course, that's like a new thing now or whatever. But, yeah, I think we just all kind of bought in. Like, during practice, like, we would do, like, it's this thing where we do for 10 minutes. So it's like 2 minutes, a team is going, then the next 2 minutes, another team is going, then the next 2 minutes, another team. So she was, like, getting us used to it or whatever. And we end up, at this point in the season, like, oh, we are used to it now. Like, you know, it is what it is. We do what we got to do, sit down, take our 2 minutes, go back in, do what we got to do again, and yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure as a three-point shooter, You've got to love playing in this system right now. And that's one of the things she was so excited about before the season started was there were so many shooters on this team. Now, I don't know if she was going to predict that you're third in the nation in three-pointers made as a team, but that's where you're sitting right now. You're hitting nearly 11 threes a game as a team. You hit 11 in the win over Texas State and then 14 as a team in that win over ULM. And by the way, Zion, you were 6 of 7 from three. Were you feeling it the other day in Monroe?
I was feeling it. I was feeling it. And I shout out to my coaches for trusting in me too. They set up different plays for me. And even Chris finding me in a corner, shout out to them.
This is what I say cracks me up about this team, but I mean, I love it. It's I mean, they do what they do. Like, they came out, hit 14 threes, shot like 40-something percent from the three-point line, 24%, 8 of 33 from twos in that win Saturday. 24% from inside the arc and 42% from outside it.
Zion, you realize that the twos are supposed to be easier.
Right. You would think,
you? We'll just step out here and shoot it.
Yeah, that's funny. I knew we were going to be a good shooting team since, the summer, because we did a lot of shooting, and we were making them. And I'm not going to lie, I was like, surprised. I'm like, oh, my gosh, everybody can shoot. Even Nisa. Y'all don't even know, but Nisa can shoot it. Nisa, number 30?
Yeah.
She's a shooter. She's a shooter.
Before I'm glad you brought her name up, because I wanted to give you an opportunity to brag on her. And this is what I mean. Nisa Sam Grant is sort of, she's the big kid on this team at 6'4". Like, she's the one that's not built like the rest. Mm-hmm. So she brings something different to the table.
Yeah.
And she did, and just to be honest and upfront about it, she did a lot of sitting.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden here lately, when her number's been called, and I go back to the two home games a couple weeks ago, the Marshall and Georgia Southern game, she helped you win both those games. So credit to her for staying ready instead of trying to get ready.
Right. Yeah. Shout out to Nisa. She definitely does her part when she goes in. And she's definitely like that big body that we need, because against other teams, even Arizona State, she helped us win that game
as well. Yep.
Yeah. She did what she had to do. Shout out to Nisa.
The offense has been good, but really you're getting it started on the defensive end, and you're forcing over 20 turnovers a game. You're top 50 in the nation in turnovers forced, so you're doing a great job on that end. But we talk about how well you're shooting the three. Here's one for you. You guys are leading the Sun Belt. You're 14th in the country in three-point defense. In fact, you guys hit 14 threes against ULM the other day, but you held them to 2 for 12. And, the three-point defense was every bit as big as what you were doing on the offensive end, it seemed. So how much pride are y'all taking on that defensive end?
We take a lot of pride. We definitely practice on our defense every day. Like, we're doing different drills. We're going for, 10 minutes, and in those 10 minutes out of the – the shot clock is 30 seconds, so, we have to get a stop in those 30 seconds. And if you mess up, we start over. So it's,
perfect stop.
Yep. Yeah, perfect stop. Yeah, so we really have to, she kind of beats it over our head, but, she makes sure we get our defense together because, that definitely
helps. Over the last few weeks, and I said, you score 100 at Arizona State, come back 114 at home, and it's those are eye-popping numbers. Then all of a sudden you go to a stretch places where it's like you guys had to realize, hey, not everybody's going to let you score 100.
Right.
How much over the last few weeks has it maybe clicked with you guys that the best way to play fast is get stops? It's not the other way around.
Yeah, I think we just had a come-to-Jesus moment. We had to figure some things out. I know y'all talked about how Dez was saying adjusting during her thing. So we had to figure some things out, and I feel like we ended up getting it together and was like, okay, this is working, or this is not working. So I feel like that's been helping us a lot.
Oh, you mentioned that come to Jesus meeting. Was that the one after the Appalachian
State
game?
The one after the App State, yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we talked about that. You mentioned we did talk about this during Live with the Red Wolves last week, and Coach Dez even mentioned it. She said, look, I had to make some adjustments on my end, and it was important that the players be able to communicate to me. And it seems like there's a different level of communication between the coaches and players than maybe most teams around the country. to be able to talk like that and be that open with your head coach, I know that has to go a long way.
Yeah, it definitely goes a long way. And I appreciate Des for hearing us out, even though, you know, in that moment we're all irritated, we lost or whatever, but she ended up hearing us out and we ended up figuring things out, changing up some things we do in practice, like going over their plays and stuff like that. And it's been helping. It's been helping for the games.
Something's been helping.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since that meeting, you guys have run off the 4 straight wins. So, yeah, some things are working right now. I do want to talk about you a little bit. We mentioned Smyrna, Tennessee. Is that where you were born?
I was born in Nashville, raised in Smyrna.
Yeah. Big family, right?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
Tell us about your parents and how many siblings do you have?
Okay, my mom, my dad. I have 4 brothers, 4 sisters, stepbrothers. My stepbrother, he goes to UT Martin, and we got to play UT Martin, so I got to see him. It was fun.
He the football player?
Football player, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Then my sister, she played at Alabama A&M. Now she's at a D2 in North Carolina. Then my other 2 are younger sisters, and then the other 3 brothers, one, he just has like a regular job, and then the other 2 play sports, basketball.
So it's not a competitive bunch.
Yeah.
What do you all compete in against each other?
Well, my mom is very competitive. So, like, she's the type of person, like, last one out is a rotten egg of the car. So, like, she'll try to beat us out the car. My sister, we just do, like, little funny stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, you throw the mom and dad in. Yeah. I mean, you guys can play five on 5, right?
Yeah.
It should be girls against the guys. Right?
Yeah.
Did you just play basketball? Were there other sports?
I ran track in middle school, and I stopped running track due to injury. But, so I just stuck to basketball.
What were your events?
I did the 200, 100. So I was there all day. Yeah. Oh, and I did long jump.
Okay.
I believe that.
Yeah, I did long jump. That was fun.
So what kind of injuries?
I had a stress fracture in one of my legs, and it was my freshman year, so my dad was just like, yeah, we're gonna chill on track, focus on basketball, because that's what I wanted to play anyways. I didn't want to run track. It was just more like a stay in shape type thing, because when track was going on, basketball wasn't going on. So it was just like stay in shape.
Z-Y-I-O-N. Is there a story behind your name?
My mama tells me that her and my dad met at Mount Zion, and my mom is she's different. She wanted to throw a Y-M. She wanted to be different.
Yeah. Okay. And she's a Z name too,
right? Z name, yes. Her name is Jay. My sister's name is Jordan. So we all got Z names.
Jordan with a Z.
Yeah.
Okay. And an H or what?
Yeah, Z-H-O-R-D-A-N. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like French, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does have a little French sound too. Yeah. All right. So you started your college career at Tennessee State. You were there 2 seasons.
Yes.
You put up 11 points a game last year, and then you went into the portal. So I'm guessing averaging double digits last year at Tennessee State. Arkansas State wasn't the only school interested in you, so why here?
No, yeah, they weren't the only ones, but they were definitely the most consistent. Like, as soon as I got in, Rudy called me that exact same day. Dez offered me the next day, and I'm like, okay, they're not playing. Like, okay. So I was like, yeah, like they were definitely like top on my list. Like I already knew where I was going. Like I think I got in the portal like a week before I committed. So it was like, I already knew. I knew I wanted to go here. Like the other schools, yeah. And they were far, and I didn't want to go too far from home. I'm like 4 hours away right now. So I'm like, that's cool.
It's a good distance.
Yeah, it's a good distance.
And your family's been able to see you this year?
Yes. My dad, he was at the Marshall game. My mom came to the Jackson State game, and my dad was there too. So yeah. It's a smooth drive.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
And after being on the road last week, now you get to return home for a couple of games this week on a 4-game win streak.
Yeah.
I imagine you guys as a team are excited to play a couple of games at home.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And I feel like we play real good at home. So, you know, just trying to keep it up, trying to stay consistent, keep going. And like Coach Des says, chopping wood.
I know it's not your department. I'm going to put it out there anyway. We're going to, we'll just go and stay in the white unis at home.
White, yes. No more red.
I 1,000,000% get it. Like, it's a thing. Like, right, because they got, I mean, the red unis are sweet, and the black ones are really sweet. And so every once in a while, you're like, I want my home fans to see this stuff.
Yeah.
But the only home loss was the only red. Time they didn't wear white.
Yeah. That's why we don't wear red. I'm just saying.
Hey,
yes.
You got it. That stuff, it means something. Yeah. So you need to stick with what works.
Right.
All right. So what are you studying? You got a major?
Yes. I'm a communications major right now. That's what I'm studying.
So what do you see yourself doing after college then?
The goal is to play professionally. That's what I want to do. I'm not too sure what I want to do with the communications part yet.
Now, you said that the staff got on you quick and you liked that, and then it was also close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Professionally might not be the case. Like, we're okay with that? That could even require a passport in all likelihood.
Right, yeah. I'm going to have to deal with it. Make it work. Yeah.
But listen, I mean, there's been a lot of great stories of players from here who've gone. And I mean, you're young. You get a chance to see a part of the world you might not get to otherwise.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you go and you get to the right place. And it's almost like your salary is pure profit because places will take care of you and get you a place to stay. And I mean, if you're willing to do it, there's a lot of upside.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. I'm just going to have to deal with it.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. And it'll all work out if you keep doing what you're doing right now, because you guys are certainly a lot of fun to watch. You're a lot of fun to watch, and it's great to have you here at Arkansas State. Is there a favorite thing about being here so far, outside of just being with your teammates?
I like the apartments. They're real nice. I like the apartments. I like the meal plan I got. You know, I'm chilling. It's good. It's good. Yeah.
You don't ask for much.
Nah.
Give me a good place to live and some good food, and I'm good.
Right. Yeah, I'm chilling.
Really cool for you to come in today, and good luck this week and the rest of the season. Keep it going.
Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all.
All right, that's Zion Shannon joining us here on the Second to None podcast. We've got more to come right after this.
Get huge savings now at every Kavanaugh dealership. Kavanaugh has a great selection of late model, low mileage, certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. And most are still under factory warranty. We have every make and every model, so you're sure to find the vehicle you want. And when you buy at Kavanaugh, every new and used purchase comes with 1 year of free maintenance. Plus, we buy cars. Bring a vehicle, get a check. Come see us today at one of our dealerships or go to KavanaughCars.com.
Red Wolves fans, this is Coach Destiny Rogers, and I'm asking you to help our student athletes by donating to the Impact Club. This is an organization that highlights our commitment to teamwork while raising awareness and support for our local community programs. Make a monthly commitment and get access to team letters, special gear, and exclusive access that you won't find anywhere else. Find out more and give today at ImpactClub.com. That's Impact spelled ImpactClub.com. Support makes a real difference in the lives of our student athletes and in the future of our sports program. Wolves up.
And we welcome you back into the Second to None podcast presented by Kavanaugh Auto Group and by First National Bank, where they put you first always. Men's basketball was back on the road last week. It was the Alabama Road Swing. We started Thursday at South Alabama. The Jaguars have been the surprise team in the league this season. They were picked 11th in the preseason poll, but they had started conference play, and we talked about it here last week, 3-0 in league play. And it wasn't just that they were 3-0 in the league. They got everybody's attention by just how big they were winning.
Right.
They won those first three games by 26, 28, and 29 points. And it's a team that forces a ton of turnovers. Now, Thursday night, we only turned it over five times. They were forcing like 16 turnovers a game. So we did a good job protecting the basketball. But South Alabama had been making it really tough inside for opponents. And the teams that had success against them, at least until this point, had done a good job from the three-point line. And I talked with T. Butters before the game as we were kind of breaking down South Alabama. He told me, hey, it's a possibility we shoot a lot more threes tonight because of the way they play us. Now, I don't know if he anticipated us putting up a school record 49 three-point attempts, but 49 of our 67 shots were from three. And unfortunately, we hit just 12 of those 49 shots, and that kind of all added up to a 76-62 loss.
Yeah, interesting game, and I know a lot of people talking about what, you know, Coach had to say when he came over and visited with you after the game.
He owned it.
you know, I'm sure that things will look different in terms of the approach and the attack of that zone maybe later in the year when South Alabama comes to town.
I would fully expect that. It will be a different game plan when we play them the next time. And, hey, before we get to Saturday's game at Troy, Old Dominion, who we went in and beat by 19 at their place, 2 days later went in and beat South Alabama in overtime Saturday. So they're 4-1 in conference play, too, and their one loss is at home to the Red Wolves.
I don't know how far. You did go back a long way. Long way to find last time somebody got through this league unbeaten. A long way.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It doesn't happen. It shouldn't happen, to be honest with you. And so this team had statistically the toughest stretch of road games you can have in this conference.
We've played our toughest games in conference now.
And it's behind you. That doesn't mean it's getting easier from here. That's not what it means at all. But it means you just played as tough a stretch on paper as you could play in this league. Now, recalibrate, get back home for the next couple of weeks. And I thought Saturday, to that point, getting this Saturday was absolutely huge.
Yeah, that's a good way to lead into this. Now, I do kind of want to backtrack a little bit because Kobe Julian was a game-time decision for Thursday's game at South Alabama. And he went through warm-ups, and Coach Hodson even told me in the pregame that was going to be the case. He was going to go through warm-ups, and we'll see. He said it's a true game-time decision. Well, Kobe never played in the South Alabama game. And
you know, it looks like he was trying to talk his way in there a couple times.
Yeah, I think that may have been the case. Now, I did ask Kobe directly on Saturday before the Troy game. I said, are you ready? And he said, absolutely. He was ready to go, and he was kind of a game-time decision again. And he came in off the bench after missing the first four conference games due to a pretty bad ankle sprain. And what a difference he made. Troy ended up leading for over 35 minutes of this game. We were down by as many as 13, down 9 at the half, but our guys just continued to fight. And Troy, like South Alabama, they were top two in the league in forcing turnovers. I mentioned South Alabama forced 16 a game. Troy was right around 15 a game. We did a great job again protecting the basketball. Only turned it over 8 times in the game and just one time in the second half. But as our guys were coming back in the second half, the defense was just so good. In fact, held Troy without a field goal the final 6 minutes and 58 seconds of the game. Finally took the lead late. How about Joseph Pinion in the last minute or so of that game? He had a couple of huge threes and 2 big free throws in the final minute. He finished with 17 points, all of those in the second half, and we go on to win it 84-78.
Big time, like I said, win and gutty performance after kind of coming back, you know, from not your best performance, and as the coaches said, you know, not your best approach to a performance, and to really take that shooter's mentality, right? Short memory, and just go back at it. Don't get discouraged being down double figures. And, you know, at one point I'm listening to your broadcast and in the car kind of running between place to place Saturday, and I get in and I hear that they've got a guy that's got 29 and they've got a guy that's got 17.
Both career highs.
And I'm like, and I hadn't heard the score yet because I just turned it on and heard, you know, that. And I'm like, we're getting rolled here. And it was a 6-point game.
Yeah.
And so my thought is, I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, well, gosh, they got a guy with 29, a guy with 17. You're down 6. That's like, get 2 stops, you know, hit 2 shots. You know, sure enough, you string together some stops at the end, hit a few shots. And I put it out on my social media Saturday, you know, out of the 80 minutes of game time between the men and the women Saturday, A-State led for a total of 6 minutes and 48 seconds.
And won them both.
Out of 80 minutes and went 2-0. So, yeah, good job both coming back from double-digit deficits to get road wins. And like I said, that one, in the grand scheme of things, right, it's 1 out of 18 or whatever. But that one, from a momentum standpoint, to get home for 2 weeks, that
felt
one
big.
Was big. Absolutely.
Terran Todd, 21 points, 7 rebounds in that win at Troy. He now leads the Sun Belt in scoring on the year. What a season he's having. Terrence Ford, 15 points, 8 assists. And mentioned Kobe Julian. Want to bring him up again because he ended up playing 27 minutes off the bench. He finished with 10 points, 5 rebounds. But his impact was just so big. We always look at the plus-minus ratios, how the team does when he's on the floor. He was a team best plus 13 in that game on Saturday.
And what's also interesting is that, you know, last week on the radio, Coach Hodson was really up front and said, look, you know, Kobe will try it Thursday night at South Alabama. And he, even then he goes, but realistically, yep, if he can't go Thursday, he probably can't go Saturday. And so it's kind of was just, that was sort of where your mindset was. If you heard that, and it made sense. It's like, right, how much better is he going to get in 36 hours? But he got well enough to come in and make a big impact on a big win.
Red Wolves now 12-5 overall, 3-2 in conference play. They'll get ready to play the next four at home. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back to wrap things up right after this.
First National Bank's roots run deep in Northeast Arkansas. We began a single Paragould branch with one idea: customers first. By focusing on the best products banking has to offer and valuing the highest level of service, we're now 23 branches across Arkansas and Tennessee. As First National Bank grows, our roots only get deeper, and the mission remains the same: you first, always. Learn more about our products and services at fnbank.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Coach Brian Hodson, and I'm asking you to help our A-State student-athletes by donating to the Impact Club. This organization helps our program stay competitive and supports our student-athletes by facilitating NIL agreements that allow them to endorse local charities. Make a monthly commitment and get access to team newsletters, special gear, and exclusive access. Find out more and give today at ImpactClub.com. That's Impact spelled I-M-P-A-C-K-T Club.com. Your support makes a real difference in the lives of our student-athletes. Wolves up.
Things up here on the Second to None podcast presented by First National Bank and by Cavanaugh Auto Group. You can check out Cavanaugh's entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at CavanaughCars.com. Let's talk a little football. How about our man Char Willekes?
Yep.
Neat honor for him. He was named to the Associated Press All-Bowl Team, which, look, there's a lot of guys to choose from when you're breaking down every one of the bowls. Yeah. There's a ton of bowls.
41 bowls, yeah.
So Char certainly earning that honor. He's the first Red Wolf to be given that honor since 2016, but he had 11 tackles, a TFL, a pass breakup in that win against Bowling Green in the 68 Ventures Bowl. So good for him to get a little recognition.
Yep, good for him. And also, by the way, worth noting that ESPN put out last week that the 68 Ventures Bowl had 1.7 million viewers the night after Christmas, and that was a five-year high for the bowl game in Mobile.
Yeah, it was certainly a very entertaining game for a national audience to watch that night. Also, some football news we need to pass along. We now know all the opponents on the 2025 schedule. We knew 10 of the 12 before, but we were waiting to see which two Eastern Division teams we would play in the conference. We found out this past week we're going to host Georgia Southern. We haven't played those guys in a while. And we'll travel to Boone to take on Appalachian State.
This home schedule, I know we don't know the order they're putting it in. That's all we're waiting for, you know, around March 1st. But here's the part we know. We know we're opening the season at home against SEMO. Then we're going to Little Rock to play Arkansas, then coming home for Iowa State. Three straight in the state to start. And then your conference home games are the Cajuns, enough said. Texas State, probably enough said. Southern Miss, pay a little attention, enough said. Georgia Southern, and their hotshot OC.
That's right.
That is one heck of a home schedule.
A fantastic home schedule, one that we can't wait for. And then the six road games are Arkansas. That's technically a road game with the game being in Little Rock.
It is. I mean, look, they're the home team. And they kind of caused some confusion because they listed it separately or whatever. But, like, we've been around. We know the deal. They play a home game in Little Rock. Now, I don't know if they play another one past that, but it's not a 50-50 split type deal. It's their home game. We've got we do have an allotment of tickets that's a little bit more than you typically get, but I don't have any question about what logo is going to be painted in the middle of the field when we get there.
Arkansas, Kennesaw State, App State, ULM, Troy, and South Alabama. Those are the six road games coming up in 2025. How about the tennis team? They got off to a great start in the spring season. They were in Tulsa over the weekend at the Hurricane Invite and took two out of three. They beat Louisiana Tech in their first match, 5-2. Always good to beat those guys. Yep. Then they lost to the home team, Tulsa, 5-2, before coming back and sweeping Wyoming 7-0.
Get out of here, Cowgirls.
So a 2-1 start to the spring season, and they're actually going to be home coming up on Friday. They'll host Missouri State at the Trim Gym Friday at 5. That's when the matches start. And then they'll be in Oxford taking on Ole Miss Sunday starting at 11 a.m.
Listen, I'm excited and to just see what this crew does. And, you know, Coach Sujay, we've had him in here, infectious to say the very least. Man, he's got that thing going in the right direction.
Indoor track and field. The season will resume. I guess we've already had one meet already.
Yes.
The season will resume at the Vanderbilt Invitational this Friday and Saturday. So they're going to be in Nashville.
Got a bunch of winning, I'm guessing.
I sure hope so. And we'll kind of circle around to basketball again as we finish up. Four home games this week.
Yes.
So we got a lot going on. The women will host the Cajuns Wednesday at 7, and then they'll host ULM Saturday at noon, so trying to beat the Warhawks for a second straight Saturday. And then the men will host the Cajuns Thursday at 7, and then they'll play on the back end of that doubleheader, the women's men's doubleheader Saturday, as they take on Georgia State at 2:30.
Yeah, so listen, I mean, for the men and the women both, you look at one quarter of our remaining home basketball games are being played this week. 25% of the home games we got left are happening this week.
So, oh, wow.
So don't miss your opportunity to see those two teams in action. The women certainly have earned it. Oh, well, I mean, both have. But, I mean, the women go out and have won four straight now. You know, even their two home games they had to win in that stretch, there were no students at all. I mean, they were completely gone. So hopefully they'll get welcomed home. And then the men's team, obviously everybody's anxious to get them back too. Saturday is Youth Sports Day, which means if you're a kid and you show up wearing a jersey, you get into the doubleheader free Saturday.
Okay.
Just a jersey. Be great if it's an Arkansas State one. Go pick one of those up. And then Saturday at halftime of the men's game, we're recognizing the athletic director's honor roll, which is always cool. Bunch of kids out on the floor for that. Bunch of our student athletes. So check that out Saturday. So big week. Cajuns in town. Usually you don't have to say a whole lot more than that. Wednesday and Thursday, and then the doubleheader on Saturday. And while we were sitting here yapping, the rest of the basketball schedule has been completed with the second round of the MAC. I don't know why I call it the Sunbelt MAC Challenge. Even the league calls it the MAC Sunbelt Challenge, but not me. It's the Sunbelt MAC Challenge.
Yeah, we got to say our name first. But you're right. Yeah, those matchups on Saturday, February 8th, have been announced, and the men will travel to Kent State. As we sit here, Kent State sitting at 11-4 on the year, and they set up these matchups based on the net rankings.
Yep.
So we knew we'd be playing one of the top teams in the MAC. We'll go to Kent State to try to get a good quality road win. That's a 1 o'clock tip time on February 8th, and then the women will be home 2 o'clock tip time. They're going to host Bowling Green.
Bowling Green didn't get enough in Mobile. They want a little more. They're going to come into Jonesboro 2 o'clock on that Saturday, February 8th, to take on the Red Wolves.
Yeah, you're right. The schedule now officially complete. Anything else we need to visit about here?
No, I mean, obviously, just be on the lookout. We'll put out all kinds of stuff about this week. But really, obviously, with an eye toward next week, toward next Thursday night, and ESPN2 coming to town.
Yeah, that was announced this past week.
Yeah. Next Thursday night.
Move back to 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tip, but ESPN2. Man, a chance to put on a show. And I've got a lot of high hopes. We'll put out a lot of information on that game. And it's hard because we got two more home games before then, right? You can't just breeze past those two and unload the barrel on next Thursday. But a lot of stuff in the works. We're going to stripe the bank that night.
Oh, wow.
So be looking for information on that. And just right
have we,
now.
Have we ever tried to do that at home?
I don't know. I mean, I can't remember one, but I know, but that doesn't mean it hadn't happened.
Man, that would look awesome. We need a big crowd to make
it look
good.
That's right. There's only one way to make that work. And that's to get folks to turn out, which I have no doubt they do. So, you know, we hope to see you this week, absolutely. And then beyond that, obviously hope everybody's making their plans to come help us really show out next Thursday night.
All right. So a lot of good stuff coming up. Hey, thanks to Zion Shannon coming in and hanging out with us. Really enjoyed that visit with her. Thanks to our man Davey Stinchcomb for setting up that interview for us. We always appreciate you listening and certainly hope you join us again next week for our next edition of the Second to None podcast presented by First National Bank and the Kavanaugh Auto Group.